Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Peace Lutheran Church. Getting a little feedback there this morning. We'll get that figured out here in just a second. Well, it's the beginning of March. What do they say about March? It's the season of March madness, right? If you're a basketball coach, what you want with your team right now, you're not so actually worried about skills. You're really worried about momentum heading into March. You want to peak at just the right time. So we want the Beavers to win this afternoon and head into the conference tournament on a high note. Well, March, actually for the church, it's kind of a similar season. We're starting Lent, and what we want to do is we want to start building momentum as we head into Easter. And we're going to do that today with the highlight of what today is in the church. It's Transfiguration Sunday. Jesus is up on the mountaintop, and he doesn't just stay up there. He comes down and he goes to the cross to die and pay for our sins to grant us eternal life. You're going to get a lot of momentum in the days ahead heading up to Easter. That's our prayer. We do have some announcements to share before we begin our worship service. The first is that with the beginning of Lent, it means, all right, there's my children's message item there. Sweet, you can just put it right here. Thanks, Cameron. This Wednesday is the start of Lent officially with Ash Wednesday, March 6th. At Peace, we we observe Lent as a time where we're building momentum, building our spiritual walk towards Easter. We meet each Wednesday here at Peace for soup supper at 6 with a brief worship service to follow at 7. Our focus this year is on remembering. When we forget something, we oftentimes don't follow up with action. But what we're going to hear is that when God remembers something, he always follows up with action for us on our behalf. So it should be a special season each of those Wednesdays in Lent. The other piece of information that I'd share is that out in the narthex, Callie has put out some Lent devotions. Check that out. Take one. Take it home and read through it during your journey through the Lent season. And the other thing that I'd point out too is my last announcement is that today's order of worship is out of the green hymnal. So you'll need to keep that handy. It's also projected in front of you as well, but it's helpful to have the notes in front of you out of the hymnal. And then finally, our choir is going to sing today. We're going to put them in right after the Old Testament reading. That doesn't show up in the bulletin, but we're going to go ahead and do that. So don't think that something crazy is happening when the choir comes forward. We always like hearing from them. Other announcements to share. Peggy.
Ladies, this Thursday at 1 o'clock is Guild. Hope to see you all there.
And we've had so many blessings with all the growth and change and getting the kitchen almost done. And so I wanted to let you know that I, along with another person, it wasn't just me, made a few changes in the kitchen, which I think is a better use of the space in a lot of ways because we have more cupboards. So now when you do fellowship, if you are facing the stove and then turn around, that's where all the plates and all the disposable plates and all that are. So look, I mean, all the changes are labeled, of course, and they're temporary until they seem, if they work well for people. But wanted to let you know there are some changes in the kitchen. And also, if you host fellowship, if you face the coffee pots and look up, on the cupboard there is the whole direction of how to do fellowship. And one time someone said, what do we do for fellowship? Well, it is there, and it could be you haven't seen it, but it is posted what you should do or can do. And then with pastor's office being done, he kind of has all the books in there that he wants. So there's leftover books in the sacristy that will eventually be dumped if people don't want them. So if you want to go look in the sacristy and you see any books there that you would like to have, take them. Okay? Thanks.
Good morning. Just a reminder that Philomath Middle School is opening their spring musical starting Thursday night. Thursday night at 7, Friday night at 7, Saturday afternoon at 1, and Saturday evening at 7. And we've got Clara, Janice, and Ingrid, who will be performing every single night. And Ingrid will have a pretty large starring-ish role on Saturday only. So you'll see them every performance, but if you wanted to see Ingrid in a bigger role, that would be either of the Saturday ones. But we hope you can come and support our youth.
We've got a few people that have been away from us for a while, And I just want to say, I'm not going to point you out or embarrass you at all. I'm just going to say it's great to have some of those people back with us this morning. One of them has been Alicia Lucky. I've been very... Her worship attendance has not been good. Yeah. We're going to have an elder visit her. She's not been coming to church lately. So. Yeah. But little Miles is there as well. Great to have them here this morning. One last note. Last Sunday, we prayed for Pastor David Chamberlain. He did pass away this last week. It was on Tuesday that we got the news. His funeral service is going to be tomorrow, Monday, March 4th, at St. John Lutheran Church in Salem at 1 o'clock again. So if you, I know he was a pastor to quite a few people, come talk to me. Maybe we can even carpool on the way up as well. We can figure that out. Great to see all of you here this morning. Wish you God's blessings as we pick up momentum heading to Easter.